We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, when your backs are against the wall, you know, you got to go out and show what you're made of. And, you know, being down 3-1, you know, obviously the odds are against you. But, you know, we just got to go out and win one game and, you know, take it from there one game at a time. We're in the middle of the finals and, you know, we really haven't had much time to practice. So, you know, when we do practice at an arena, so it's not like you see the typical rehab progression as if it's in the regular season and everything is normal. But obviously, for him to be practicing today means he's, you know, taking steps in the right direction. And, you know, we'll see what that means for tomorrow. Obviously, hopefully it means, you know, he's able to play and, you know, give whatever he can to, you know, to the team.
Draymond Green talking about the only topic for tonight's game five between Toronto and Golden State. Kevin Durant, will he play? Well, I'll tell you what, if you're a player, you got to be real careful when you're talking about somebody else's injury. I know everybody asks you that Draymond did a good job. Klay Thompson did a good job. Unless you're sitting in somebody else's injury, you can sit and tell, oh, man, I thought he could play with a little pain, unless you've been there. And, yes, everybody's different on pain as well. You just got to be really, really careful on this. And a lot of people thought Kevin Durant wasn't going to play at all in this series. That might be the case, because if he doesn't play tonight and they lose,
it's over.
Yeah.
Done.
He can start thinking about free agency and see what's out there and everything else.
So he hasn't played in 1 month and one day.
I know.
May 9th was his last game that he played and got hurt, and I cannot believe. I thought when it happened he'd be out a week or two weeks, whatever it was, if it wasn't something serious. This is a lot worse than obviously everyone thought, right? You're out a month, you miss an entire Western Conference Finals and maybe the NBA Finals too?
When he got that nine-day rest between the finals and sweeping Portland, I thought it was a no-brainer that he was fine. He got a week to really get healthy, and those guys are great athletes and younger guys. I've been surprised. Obviously, it was a lot worse than everybody thought, and I'm sure everybody's equally frustrated. Golden State, of course, wants to keep him on top of it, so you want to be careful how you handle everything if you think you still have a chance to keep him, and yet. You don't get these chances all the time to be in a finals, even if you're down 3-1. And they got to be thinking, if we can somehow win this tonight, get it back.
3-2 sounds a lot better than 3-1, right?
But boy, it's a long way to go to win three straight, man,
right,
with the way Toronto just played out in Golden State, really. And of course, they got a guy who can take over games in Kawhi Leonard. So
listen, this happened the opposite to Golden State a couple years ago, down 3-1.
That's right.
So it is possible to happen.
And Draymond went out of the game and got suspended for the game, and they never got it back. So
I won't root. I mean, I root against, but I won't bet against the Warriors at this point if Durant comes back if he's healthy. 3-1 with Durant added back to that lineup, they have a shot. I don't know if they have a shot to win three straight to win the finals, but they could push this and win tonight, and then the pressure's really on Toronto.
Yeah. Well. He's got to be feeling that. Kevin Durant's got to be feeling everything's on Kevin Durant. Of course, the other big story this morning is Big Poppy, David Ortiz, shot at a club in the back, point-blank range. A guy, and the video's out, by the way, so if you haven't seen it, gets shot, goes off the chair. This happened in the Dominican Republic, and the guy takes off running, so it wasn't like – and the place was packed. I mean, it's just the weirdest thing. To me, that if they were looking to rob the guy, obviously you wait till he leaves and you wait and ambush him or whatever. But this thing, the guy just comes running in, shoots him once and takes off running. And by the way, he doesn't get out of the club and gets a crap beat out of him. I mean, he's getting kicked in the face. He's sitting there just – he's got kicks coming from everywhere. And they've got him. I guess Big Poppy is not doing as well. There's reports out now.
The morning show on ESPN just reported that I guess his media assistant in the Dominican called up ESPN and said now he's in ICU. He's in intensive care. So this is a downgrade from what we heard in the last report. And if that is the case, that's not good news for David Ortiz.
No.
Prayers are with him at this point.
You know, he was a fun-loving guy and just obviously a great baseball player with the Red Sox. But this is just terrible. I mean, this video, he's just sitting there talking to a guy. And if anything ever looked like a hit, and an amateur hit at that.
Well, that's it also, yeah.
On a guy and looking to run and get one shot off and take off and run, thinking you're going to get out of that club.
I mean, I guess the only thought process in that is you shoot the guy, everybody runs for cover, and you get out of there. But in this case, I mean, he was pulled by about 14 guys after that.
Oh, man.
And then he got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
I mean,
and when he was sitting there, was sitting down, and the kicks were coming on both sides. Anyway, the video, all that stuff is out. It didn't take long to get out on everything.
Someone just texted in, Dominican Republic becoming very dangerous. I don't know if it's becoming very dangerous. It's been very dangerous for a while. A lot of those countries, you just can't go over there. And this guy's from there. It's not like one of us going over there, an American going over there and something happening. This is a guy that, you know, is a hero back at home also.
At what point? And I don't know if there's going to be more come out. Obviously, they got the guy arrested that shot him now. But it makes you wonder if Big Poppy comes out of this, and hopefully he will, that he didn't just grab the family and say,
"We're getting
out of here. Love you.
We're never coming back.
I got a great idea. I'm moving to Miami part-time and Boston part-time. So you want to come over and visit, come on over. Anytime you want to come, but
I'm getting out of here.
Might change the way. I guess it's a place he goes to all the time. He has this place, indoor-outdoor place, and likes to go and have a few drinks and go with his friends.
Well, I can tell you from watching movies, if this is the place he goes to all the time, it's a perfect place to ambush him. If he's going there all the time and you know he's going to be there.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, man, it's just weird.
It's crazy. It's a bad, crazy story.
So good, and he's just sitting there, and somebody find out. I'm sure in the next few days we'll know more about what happened if this guy's after he – with a broken jaw and his face messed up.
God, I don't know what happened
to this
guy.
Many times he got kicked, he'll be able to talk and tell everybody what
the
hell happened.
He might not be able to talk at this point.
Hey, we want to check in here on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. What do we got coming in here?
All right,
today?
I sure hope Durant can play tonight and then he can play like Durant. I also hope Steph can make his layups. So many didn't go in for him at that point. Here's one. It says Boston Market and Pollo Tropical both have 10% off. How about this? So it's more for you there. I quit going to Dunkin' Donuts on University and you're $5.95 because they wouldn't give me my discount anymore. All right.
Nice. Wow, we got
way to call a place out. Specifically.
We got all my club calling in now, that's helping it. Out on the cost.
Denny's gives 25% off entire bill Monday through Friday, 4 to 10 p.m.
Get out of here. Is
wow.
that true?
Look at that.
You know what? Now you start talking 25%. I may have to go in there and quietly go, I'm a senior.
Yeah.
Here's my ID.
Publix in Atlanta gives seniors 10% off on Wednesdays, so you could go up to Atlanta if you need to go to Publix on Wednesday. Thank
hey,
you for that.
Yep. Hey.
We appreciate that.
Somebody from Atlanta, thank you. Yep. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you listening. That's first off. I want the card Tiger had. Order breakfast, get a free waitress. No, I don't think that was the card he got. I don't think that was.
He said Perkins.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You guys, people don't forget anything, man. They don't. I think of Perkins now. Every time I see a Perkins restaurant, I think of Tiger. And I always look at the waitresses.
The best publicity Perkins has ever gotten. Might not be in the right way, but it's, you know. Bieber better watch out with Tom Cruise and that Scientology church. Will ship him out on the next flying saucer. Wow.
By the way, I think they built.
Is someone from Scientology going to be mad at me for reading that now?
I think they've got two Scientology places down here.
Well, where's the place where that we saw?
It's right where US 1.
No, I've seen that
off 95.
One.
Yeah.
Right,
going
down.
Going south.
Right, as it ends
quite
there,
a big
it's right
building.
There. It's
always
huge.
Very crowded, by the way.
But I think they have one up in Broward, too.
I don't doubt it.
You going to check it out?
Yeah, might as well.
I have enough trouble just to be fair to everybody. I have enough trouble being a Catholic, so probably just stop there.
I went to a steakhouse over this weekend, had a steak smothered in ketchup, just in spite of Hollywood. Funny thing is, I hate ketchup, but I hate Hollywood even more. Wow. One of Hollywood's big fans texted.
It's kind
of
cool
there.
That guy was willing to ruin his meal over me.
Over you.
I like that.
Yeah.
I ain't getting in there. I'm not talking about ketchup and steak.
Yeah, I think we're done with that, right? For now, at least.
But you know what's funny? So I had scrambled eggs yesterday morning, and I
put ketchup on it.
Put a little on the side to do a little dipping in there, and I almost didn't do it. I almost didn't do it, but
it wasn't
no,
a petite filet.
No, it was a couple of scrambled eggs. It wasn't a nice filet.
Someone texted in, I would love to see Beaver versus McGregor. I don't know if he meant, but I think we meant Bieber, right?
No, it's Beaver versus Tom Cruise, not McGregor. McGregor's promoting the fight. He wants to have the fight. Should be an excellent TV. I mean,
Tom Cruise and Bieber, I think I'd watch.
In an MMA fight, you wouldn't watch that?
I'd watch. I think I'd watch
it. I wish Tom Cruise would kick Bieber's ass. I'd say that in case you haven't.
He might.
You'd pay, what, $30, $40, $50 to watch that?
That's going to be a $99 fight.
I'm paying for any of that stuff.
You're going to have undercards on there. What can you
I'm officially
on the
out. I'm not buying now I'm not buying heavyweight.
You're done in the heavyweight.
I'm done with
too.
Heavyweight. I'm done. No more buying
They've
fights.
Ruined it for you.
UFC, boxing, done.
Diaz the Destroyer.
No
Big
more.
Yeah.
He'll buy the next one. Don't worry.
No, I'm not. I swear. 100%. I'm done. I'm done buying that stuff.
He buys them 10 minutes before the fight, too.
He does. He's that guy.
Always waits the last second.
I usually do, but I'm done. No more.
Yeah. If you have to restart your career through the XFL, then your career is already over. Yes, we know that about John Manziel.
You think Johnny Manziel or John Manziel ever gets back to the NFL?
No.
I don't think so either.
I mean, look at this guy.
I think he's done.
He's like a traveling circus, this guy, going from league to league. Goes to defunct leagues.
They've got some really good sandlot football games out there where you can run around and flag or two-hand touch.
I take John Manziel for that.
There's some guys still playing tackle football that go out there. Like, go out and play one of those.
This is just the beginning. Remember the guy transferred schools because he wasn't going to play. Mayfield's going to be Roethlisberger 2.0. Oh, Ben won a Super Bowl. Right? A couple. One, two.
He's won two. I would like to think that the Cleveland organization called Baker Mayfield and said, hey, listen, we appreciate
you being the leader.
You being a leader, but you know what? We want to keep Duke Johnson around, so why don't you tone it down a little bit? We may need him, and he may be on this team. But, yeah, he needs to slow down. You're either on the train or you're not.
Someone comes, here it comes, the NFL transfer portal. Duke Wishes was there. Yeah, that'd be interesting. All the guys that want to go to different teams go to the transfer portal. The trade portal. Cracker Barrel is a great road trip food. It is. It's good food anyway.
You know what it's really good for? A big night of drinking the next day.
Got to soak it all up.
If there's a place after I've been drinking too much, especially when I'm in Gainesville with my daughter, and the next day when I get up, if I can remember to drink water before I go to bed, I'm terrible at drinking water.
Couple of Advil, too.
People tell you drink water when you're drinking, and I never do. But when I get up, go in that Cracker Barrel before you get on the freeway, right there. It's a huge one, man.
Someone said, first time I went to Cracker Barrel, I thought it used to be a restaurant, and then a garage sale broke out. Well, in the front of the Cracker Barrels, there's that store.
The store is the best part.
It is. My wife loves it for that.
I love that store, too.
My wife loves it, yeah. You'll find some cool stuff in there.
They get us. Load up on candy for the rest of your drive.
There was like a 20-minute wait to get in that one on Sunday morning leaving town. And they end up getting you every time. You buy some, damn, I don't need this, but let me just get it before I go in there and eat those grits and those biscuits.
Chicken and dumplings.
And that gravy.
Why do they sell the chairs in the front, though? You ever think of that?
I always want to buy one. Hell?
Yeah, but you're like,
I know,
you're
I never have.
Because you're on the road. Like,
no, people
don't just
are sitting in those things, and then they want you to buy it.
Yeah, they got a price tag on them. Someone buys it, like, straps to the
have
roof
you ever
of their
seen
car?
Anybody go, hey, come out here. I'd like to buy, I love this one.
Want to buy one of those rocking chairs.
You see someone driving down Alligator Alley, they got it strapped on their car.
I'd have to buy one locally because I don't want to buy one in Tennessee and drive home with it.
Is there one locally?
Cracker Barrel?
Yeah,
right by us on 75 and Sheridan.
You ever go over there?
I always do.
I've gone over there. When I was working NBC, I used to
You were right there.
Known to go over there and grab me a nice big fill it up breakfast.
Let me tell you something. Pops calls me for breakfast. If we're not going to one of the local places, I will go over there and have breakfast there.
You should get a chair then.
I want to get
you show it to people in your home. Be like, look, I'm the only person in the world that's ever bought the chair from outside the Cracker
Barrel. There's 100 chairs out there. Never seen anyone leave with one, ever.
You're the first person to ever buy one.
I've never seen anyone leave with one. I will buy one. I like those chairs.
They'll be stunned when you walk up to the cash register.
Hi, ma'am. Yeah, I'm going to buy that chair out there.
Where the hell are you? Where are you going to put that little
backyard? Chair? Put it in the backyard. What do you think? I'll put it in the living room?
Or you want one too now, don't you?
Yeah. I don't want one.
Yes,
no.
You do.
I don't. That does nothing.
Father's Day is coming
up. Old man rocking in his chair.
Yeah, but I can't see myself falling asleep, and that would be very, when I'm dozing, that doesn't look like it'd be very comfortable.
Mm. You put it in your front yard.
You know what it's good for? It's for that 20-minute wait you have when you go to that Cracker Barrel. That's what it's good for.
Can you imagine Joe sitting in his front yard, rocking on that thing, the Cracker Barrel chair?
That's the Hollywood chair. Not the Hollywood, the Halloween chair for him now. That's it. Sit out there and scare people in your chair.
Oh, I need to jump out of the bushes and trees, man.
What is that old guy doing out there? You get some lemonade.
We
sit out there with a nice tea.
We got more to get to here. I got to call you. I got to call a timeout because you guys are really terrible on the format.
Someone said 95 in Atlantic and Deerfield. There's a Cracker Barrel also. They're all over the place. There's not just like one. This isn't, you know, like a specialty restaurant. They're all over the place.
Has anyone bought the chairs, though? Like, if someone could tweet us a picture of the
chairs. I bought two chairs, someone said, and they ship them.
Can
they also
tweet,
call us
like,
morons.
I want to see a real picture of someone that owns
the
chairs.
Yeah, of course they ship them. What do you think? I think they're putting your car stuff with all your kids' stuff, and you're going to have room to, like, put it in your car.
I always thought you'd have to just put it in the trunk.
No, they ship it to you, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
we're in the furniture business.
I'm literally like going online like right now.
Although there are a lot of trucks up there in Gainesville, I guess you could throw a couple in the back.
Yeah. Be careful, they could.
All right, you guys.
Someone said I bought two chairs. They ship them, you morons. Okay.
By the way, are you guys done? I feel like in honor of Uncle Luke, we've given Cracker Barrel way too much pub today. Way too much.
You have some good
but I
chicken
will tell
and
you,
dumplings.
Making my ass hungry here in the 8 o'clock hour.
Grandpa
sure.
Joe to rock his granddaughter, the rocking chair.
I'm getting ready to go do some rocking. Ain't going to be in that chair, though. It's going to be at my son's house.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, welcome back here. And a good Monday morning to everybody out there. Boy, we had a ton of rain. It's almost a guaranteed. You can almost pick the hour in the afternoon over the weekend. And it.
Guess what? It ain't going to stop.
We got
this
more.
This week's going to be bad. Yeah.
I guess all the afternoon showers are back here. It's summertime again.
And welcome to summer in Florida. Yeah. South Florida.
No question about it. And we got it rolling again here. But the good news is, if you're a baseball fan, Marlins are indoors. And this is why, think about all the games would be delayed and
oh my goodness,
and rained out and everything else. So Marlins, after getting swept by the Braves, who seem to play great against the Marlins, have St. Louis in town, and then I believe Pittsburgh in town for this long homestand that they have. After blowing a 5-1 lead yesterday, they lose 7-6 in 12 innings. We've been bouncing all over the place with all the news over the weekend, including Manny Diaz hitting his 2020 and 2021 class and doing a really, really good job. And when you get the sexy guy like Jalen Rivers out of Jacksonville, a 4-star offensive tackle, makes a verbal commitment to you, and that's all it is right now. He did say he wants to come to school early after football season, graduate so he can get ready for spring football to speed it up. But, boy, I'll tell you what, kind of the thing we all miss down here right now, it's going on, is all these camps. It's a huge month in recruiting, and I didn't realize it for the whole month of June. With everybody having camps and or going out and doing camps with other schools where it's not a conflict, right? Where you want to make sure you got too many schools that are going to be recruiting the same guys you're recruiting, and everybody wants to be down here. So if you can hook in with FAU or FIU, whether it's Kiffin or Butch Davis, then, you know, if they'll allow you to come in, it gets more kids, more schools come. The kids want to get noticed. They come, show up. They work out. They do 7-on-7. They do drills. They run. They jump. And one thing I have learned, and I'm always amazed with, no matter how good the players are down here, including a lot of guys that are getting drafted by everybody. They'll go play 7-on-7 from Friday to Sunday afternoon. And a lot of them, honestly, like Northwestern's three wide receivers, they don't need to.
No.
It's a bunch of really good players right. down
Plenty
here.
Plenty of offers for those that, three kids.
That don't have to. So
well, it's a genius move, by the way, by FAU and FIU. Invite bigger schools down, the biggest you could find to come down here. Let them, you know, let a lot of the really good players from South Florida come because they want to be in front of them also. And hopefully you get a couple of the slim pickings from the bottom of guys that aren't going to go to Michigan or Ohio State or those schools.
I did always think that was weird when they first started doing that.
And you see Michigan come down here with Jim Harbaugh or Ohio State and Urban Meyer, and you're like, wow, why would they do that? I'll tell you why. Because if the 4- and 5-star guys or the 3-star guys down here are going to try to go to those schools and they don't, well, you're sitting there also, hey, by the way, we'll have an offer for you.
Yeah.
And you see what happens there. If you get a handful of guys, then your camp is well worth it. It's a genius move by the smaller schools. The bigger schools, the Michigans, the Ohio States, the Notre Dames, whatever schools are going to come down here also to these camps, it's a perfect way to get in South Florida.
It is, and it's a good chance to compete, which these guys like to do, get some work by going to these things. I think they're pretty safe for the high schools. Don't have to worry about losing players in 7-on-7 to other schools because they're down there with them and everything else, because this is also a great time to be taking players from other schools.
Oh, yeah.
And, hey, man, why are you playing on that team? You don't look very good. Come play for us. We got a real good team over here. But anyway, Manny.
Fit in better with us.
Manny still has, of course, at the end of the month, his special camp where a lot of former players will come in here and be involved as well. So they Man's done a real good job. I think I saw he had a camp for women, right? A clinic for women
to
show them things
yes.
that they do. And so I guess Man's going to take a vacation at some point with the wife, but he's come out
Not
of the block.
Anytime soon.
And you know what? It's great. Everything they're doing, getting these verbal commitments. I'd rather get the verbal commitment than get the call.
Right.
You're out. We've picked the school, and now you got to hope. On the rebound, I'd rather have him committed. There's no question about that. But it's going to come down to your team's got to play well. The players need to come to a game or know that you're playing well, and it's gotten a lot better from a year ago, and all that stuff's got to come into play, starting with, for Miami, the biggest question for me is, I think, which quarterbacks are going to be in. Got to figure it out quickly so that we're not talking a few days before the game, naming the starter.
Yeah.
And again, there's a chance somebody leaves.
Of course. Always is, right? There's a three-headed monster
there's a
right
chance
now, right?
All three of those guys all have a chance to play. They're not three guys. It's just one guy leaves. That's just – now, Martell just got there. I'm guessing he's going to stay.
Yeah, I think he's the one that's not going anywhere. But those other two guys?
One of those two. They've been here. And they're like, this.
Especially Nkosi, since he played last year. And all of a sudden,
I'll
he's not.
I'll be honest with you. If Jerry Williams doesn't start,
he's out.
I think he leaves too.
Yep. I agree with that. It's Nkosi or Jaron, but it's one of those two guys. Whoever doesn't get the nod out of those two guys, I think, is bolting. And Nkosi started for
the
this
number
team
one
last
position
year.
In that transfer portal
quarterback.
Is this topic at every school
mm-hmm.
where the guys are going, oh. I'm looking more like the three guy than the one guy. I gave it a chance. You asked me to stay around and compete. Stay through the summer, through spring. Now here we are. Camp's over. I'm getting the hell out of here. So, anyway, that's the way the business is going. I tried that once at school. I called my dad. I go, man, this ain't working out, man. Guys aren't nice.
They didn't have the portal back.
I said, I get initiated more than I'm frigging getting a chance out there. These guys are knocking the crap out of me. I said, and when I'm not getting the crap knocked out of me at practice, I'm like going to get stuff for these guys, and they got me running around half naked. And I said, I mean, initiation when I was back in college was like brutal. I mean, we were looking at each other. Running. We were running from these guys, man. And
what was your dad's reaction to that?
He said, you got no way to get home, so suck it up.
Wow, okay. The anti-transfer portal, your dad.
Yeah, he was, no. He was big on that you can't quit thing or transfer thing.
A lot different now.
Yeah.
lot different now.
You know what he would tell you, like, if it doesn't look good, red shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Red shirt. Wait till next year.
Red shirt. I can hardly stay eligible. Red shirt. You come down in red shirt.
I can't imagine you in a red shirt. You wouldn't make it. You'd be
I
home.
Did.
Really?
I did red shirt, and it was brutal.
It was brutal.
Because you know
right?
what you do for red shirt? You're everybody else's tackling dummy. They got you playing today because somebody get hurt or something. We had, how about this? You talk about a long time ago. We had JV football, which meant we played Stanford because they had JV football. And then we played all the junior colleges out there. UC Davis had a JV football team or a freshman football team, whatever you want to call it.
Isn't that the school Ken O'Brien went to? Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
So we played those guys, and then we played all these junior colleges. Who, by the way, I mean, were really good. They were loaded.
I just can't imagine taking a D1 scholarship like that.
And then finding yourself on a JV team your freshman year.
Imagine how that would go nowadays.
No shot.
No shot. You would never be able to do that. 4-star recruit comes in, not playing. We're going to redshirt you. We're going to put you on the JV team.
I think very few guys, unless you go to some of these academic schools, where a guy, you know, has got a bigger vision of where he wants to.
Not just a football guy?
I don't think it'd fly most places. You recruit a guy and tell him you're hoping to redshirt him a year so he can develop and have an extra year of education. He'll say, see you later.
Yeah. I'm going to end up not going to your school. Remember my verbal commitment?
That ain't flying. That's definitely not flying. No. Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff going on here on a looks to be a rainy.
It's going to be a rainy week.
Oh, man.
It's not just today. It's going to be a rainy week.
Well, maybe we get a little break here in between.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Something can break out.
I mean,
out
just
for
listen to Hollywood's reports.
We can go and get some good stuff. By the way, we get to see UD later on today.
Yeah, we do.
Dwayne Wade later today.
We're making a trip after the show today.
He's got a new restaurant out there. So we'll hopefully. Might be the last time we get to see those guys. They've been hard to find, those two. Hard to find.
Dwayne, if you follow Instagram, you see Dwayne. He's enjoying himself, man.
Dwayne.
Chugging wine.
I got to tell you one thing about Dwayne. So you follow Dwayne, and one day Dwayne's in the Greek Islands. Then he's in L.A. Then Stoneman Douglas. You're like, man, he's putting up some serious miles on whatever he's flying on, for sure.
Guess in private. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
All right. I was wondering, they talk about the numbers being down. A little misleading in the NBA right now because of it, because obviously we have a Canadian team that's getting great ratings. Never had so many people watch basketball as they have right now, with Toronto here in the finals doing something the organization's never done since they've been around, and that is win a championship. So with that said, I guess 23 years since they've been around, but I just wonder, with Golden State in it, and still a lot of fans that just like the NBA, how much are they hurt by the other team they're playing isn't a Boston or even Milwaukee.
Yeah,
you know, Milwaukee.
Right.
I never think of Milwaukee.
Well, you think of just the major cities here, Boston, or, you know, Philly, you know, something like that where a bigger team would come in there. Yeah, and it's Toronto instead.
But I got to believe, like, Philly hardcore basketball fans are watching
no matter what. Yeah. I mean, we're watching the NBA Finals and the Heat aren't in it. So, I mean, you have to understand that that's going to happen. But, yeah, like Hollywood brought up a good point during the break because of the fact that the ratings obviously don't have the Toronto fan base having the ratings in there. It's got to be enormous numbers if you would add that into it and had the, you know, as that is like the U.S. kind of, or the North American numbers, whatever you want to call it. It's got to be enormous because those Toronto fans are nuts. They're nuts.
They got great fans, by the way.
They're fun to watch.
Their Jurassic baseball
Park
team
and all that.
Their baseball team's down. But when we talk about great sports cities,
Toronto's got to be up there.
Because Toronto's baseball team, they can draw 3 million real easily if they got a decent team. They draw really, really well, which also leads me to, speaking of that, what does the commissioner of Major League Baseball do? I'm watching Tampa. Tampa's got a really good team. Tampa has got this thing figured out with the draft. I mean, they're seriously, that team was in a lot of other cities right now. It would be killing it. And playing great, got a really good team. Doesn't look like they're going away. I don't know what you want to know a lot of the guys are, but
imagine if that Rays team were the New York Mets.
They draw down numbers some nights that the Marlins are drawing.
Wow, this is great. The numbers of the Marlins are ridiculous.
And this always scares me. I got the second part of this. So Tampa Bay, of course, is going, we just need a ballpark. Our fans will come. I'm like, I heard that here.
This is the worst it's ever been right now.
But they never came back.
Yeah.
The fans that, oh, this playing. I used to hear this all the time from the old ownership. And I bought in because there were rainouts and always having delays and it's hard to play baseball in a football stadium. And I go, okay. And I did, you know, your seats and the park. And when you get big crowds like they did, if you're sitting up in center field, you're getting 60,000. You can't tell if it's off the wall, if the guy catches it. Some of you were blocked. I mean, it just wasn't built for baseball. So they go to that new ballpark. They get this gorgeous thing with all the controversy around it and everything. They get it done. It's a beautiful park. It's not up for debate. It's a beautiful ballpark. Whatever, even a few changes it made, it's a beautiful ballpark. Even for you three or four people that complain about that piece of art. But they never came back.
No, they never did. I mean, maybe eventually
they will.
So can
somebody tell me for sure, like in Tampa Bay, if they get them a new ballpark, which they're expensive, are they coming?
No, you can't say that. There's no fact on that. There's no facts you can throw out.
They got a damn good team.
Doesn't matter.
But
that doesn't mean you build a new stadium, you're going to get 35, 40,000 out there every night. Not going to happen.
Because they got the hockey thing, drawing great.
Yeah.
They used to have this sign up. I don't know if anybody remembers. Tampa Bay Bucks had this sign up when they were really good in football. Really good.
The waiting list sign.
The
right?
waiting list.
I saw
sign.
It. I used to see it on the highway.
I'm going, damn, I was going, we're having trouble selling out. Look at that. Because we used to go up and play them in preseason all the time. And you look at it and you're going, damn, they got 10 or 15,000 people on a waiting list to get in here. Yep. They got that thing rolling.
Like I said, that Tampa Bay team, you put them in and you just call them the New York Mets, and you'd have 50,000 people out there every night.
Oh, yeah, if they were playing for
you know what I mean?
Mets
like,
group.
You put them in a bigger city, you put them in Philly, you put them in Boston, you put them in St. Louis, you put them in Detroit, you put them in one of these baseball towns, you would have a huge crowd every single night.
So,
well, the Rays were really good when I was in school in Tampa.
That's right.
And we went to Game 7 when they played the Red Sox, and we went to the World Series and all that. I mean, it was really exciting stuff over there. But, again, you could get a ticket for face value and walk right in. It was never – like when the Marlins played in the World Series here, you could always get a ticket at face value, walk right in. It was the same kind of thing over there. And again, that stadium is the worst place you'll ever go to. It's horrific.
No, it gets ripped. But I mean, you hit a fly ball and the ball hits the top and falls down.
You're not
going
to be paying five times face to get in, you know, for a Rays game, even if they're in the, you know, the ALCS or whatever.
Think about this. They got the Red Sox and Yankees playing a lot of games in their ballpark.
Right.
Two of the best draws in baseball are in their division. So,
you see it when the Yankees come down here
to watch a game there. I mean, that would probably change to an extent. Like if they put a nice park on the water and channel side in Tampa, and moved it from St. Pete, or even put it in St. Pete on the water, it would probably change a little bit. That place is very difficult to watch.
But
a
are
game.
You telling me right now, if I gave you a new ballpark, you guarantee me with that team as good as it is, could they draw 25,000 a game? I'm not even being a pig. I'm not being a piglet about it. 25,000 gives you right at 2 million people. Can you draw
I mean, it's
that?
Just weird to me because, like I told you, I went to the Marlins game on Saturday. It was a 4:10 start, and it was raining. Like, it's the perfect thing to do on a rainy day. The garage is right there. You walk right into the stadium, and it was empty. There's no one there. There's no atmosphere
at that
game.
That thing's been beaten up.
But the product on the field stinks.
You guys,
if it was Tampa, if this was the different scenario, Tampa and you had the roof and you had the garage and it was pouring, would they be able to get 30,000? They should. 25,000. They should.
They're playing down here with that product. No. They
wouldn't see, get that's 30. The problem.
I don't think they would,
yeah.
Do you?
No, I don't. Not here. No. I don't think you're, I don't think baseball works down here. That's the difference. Oh,
yeah. I just think they're losing the younger audience with all
these
rules.
There's a few people that just bought it. Hope you're completely wrong.
I know.
Just think it's been run in the ground.
You talk about it all the time,
and they got to build it back up.
You know those stupid rules that you see the guy, you know, what is it, yesterday? Guy's running around the bases. He's jawing at it with the pitcher because everyone's upset. Everyone's always upset.
Yeah, but I think that stuff's good for baseball.
It is good for baseball.
Why? Because the guy can't celebrate?
Well, just because
I just think it's good work. Where the guy's mad, the guy's... was mad about a call, and the Dodgers are over there getting mad at the Giants in great rivalry, and about a ball not being a strike, and Dodgers were mad. He was complaining, so the guy rips one into McCovey Cove and calls out a hot-headed pitcher.
You know, if you don't want to see me watching.
I think all that stuff's good. Yeah. I think guys getting knocked down and guys coming out, I think some of that stuff's good for baseball. I like a little extra mustard on my hot dog when those guys hit it and watch it.
It's funny. You know, that kind of stuff.
I think this old school stuff needs to, and I think it will slowly go away. Bunting, guy mad, the guy bunts to break up a no-hitter in minor league baseball. Are you kidding? But I would be a little worried about the baseball thing in this state.
Yeah,
and by the way, I wasn't just talking about South Florida. I'm talking Tampa.
No, it's not good.
By the way, their hockey game, now, bad example, because their hockey team just set a record in the regular season for points. They friggin' won, like, from the start to the finish. Nobody ever beat them. They're only bad in the first round of playoffs.
Four times in the first round.
But they've been really, really good.
When you were up there, did you go to hockey?
Well, yeah, the hockey's huge.
Yeah.
That has, like, a cult following. That's a big deal over there. They sell out every game.
It's crazy.
They also put a good product on the ice, though, which certainly
you're right,
helps.
You're right. It's true.
Well,
our hockey team struggles to make the playoffs down here.
We got a Marlins team down here, and I understand. They're going, if we can turn this into a winner, got some good young starters, we get this thing, we get some everyday bats, and we hit on some of these draft guys, we can build this and slowly get rid of some of the salary that we have still and some veteran guys. Get this going. Build it. People
just
will
takes
come
time.
Back.
It just takes time.
But are you buying that's going to be?
No, I don't know. I don't think it is.
Well, you just said it takes time.
It takes time to do that. I think that they ran out of time. We've been trying to build up and do whatever we can with this baseball team for how long?
Well, the other guys weren't building up.
They had stars. There was star power. That you should be able to get attendance with star power. Win or lose, you should be able to. They couldn't do it with that. Now we're trying to build it through the youngsters. So I don't know. I just think that if you do research on this.
Well, by the way, they've done about everything to speed that game up they can possibly do. They have a clock out in center field during every little pause of that game. That thing's ticking. And they move now. It's a lot different than it used to be.
I just wonder what the old commissioner has got planned when he looks at baseball.
Looks at the state of Florida, and he's like, we're failing in two cities.
Two locations and going, this is not a problem that just occurred. It's been around. And they paid a lot of money.
They did.
They overpaid for this thing. And so I'm just curious to see, like everybody, how the hell this thing's going to all play out. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff here on a rainy day. We'll get off the baseball thing. I just was looking. Product yesterday game was fun to watch. Braves come back and win, but it was an entertaining game. And crowds just – I don't even look anymore. I stopped looking. I can tell on TV they're not great crowds, but
– no.
We got to get you out to a game. You can go by yourself just like you go to the movies.
I'd rather go – I go to a – you big loser.
No, we need more because we need more butts and seats.
I wouldn't mind going to a baseball game. But, nah, I wouldn't go by
Can
myself
we have, like, either. Solo guys night at the park? You lead the charge?
If you're by yourself,
yeah,
come
join me.
Yeah,
just have a bunch of, like, solo guys show up.
Hey, you just want to hang out?
We're going to have our own section of just all
new
come
friends.
By yourself?
I don't know about that.
Buddy night? What are you
going to call
that?
Give Joe a section in the outfield, Joe's losers?
Wow.
That's not funny.
Wow. Man, I was up into everything.
I just made one comment this morning. I want to go see John Wick 3, and the wife over the weekend goes, I'm not going. There's no way I'm going.
You had no shot. I could have told
you that. She goes, just go by yourself. you know, like, man, I just feel weird about going by myself to watch the damn, just feel weird sitting there.
You're an empty,
yourself.
You're an empty nester, dude.
I know.
It's going
to
happen.
I'm going to have to change some things in the empty nester life. It's been a little different. We got to go to break. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.